Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank Bob for doing the program solo since my surgery 3 weeks ago. As he said then, I had a hip surgery as a result of breaking my hip unexpectedly. Fortunately, it's not going to be a lifetime issue, except that I'm going to have a lifetime rod, but my bones are okay. And I think that's in part thanks to everything that everyone said and did on my behalf during that time period. I plan to have Bob join me as my co-host at the beginning of the new year, and I think then we'll have an exciting dialogue with heightened sixth sensors about being one with all that is. As you all know, I believe that we are each challenged with recognizing our own divinity and asking ourselves in all of our words and deeds, is this what God would do? Or if you believe in Jesus, which I do, I believe he's a great messenger, is this what Jesus would do? I sometimes try to call God love. And I think that by calling God love, it makes such a huge impact on my life. And so the question is this what love would do? The last 3 weeks have taught me so much about letting go and letting God. I had no choice. Today we are going to talk about giving. But before we start, let's take a minute to send healing, caring prayers to our enemies. It is so easy to send the gift of our love to our friends, to our families, and to our loved ones, but in so doing, for our enemies. It is in so doing for our enemies that we face and climb the mountain of judgment that creates camps of us and them in honor of our true nature, which is love. So let us join our minds and our hearts together. Divine One, Creator of all that is, was, and will be, we join our hearts and our minds together to send love to all, those we love and those we do not. During this time where many celebrate the gift of light, of remembrance by God, known by many names, we unite our divine spirits to manifest love for all. May the spirit of love encircle the world in light, giving hope, joy, and peace to those who have forgotten the promises we carry with us from the other side. We are unconditionally loved, and there is no need to worry. Because when we finish this life, we are safe. Let us each, in our daily lives over the next few weeks or days or hours or minutes, whatever there is, give love a chance. And when you don't, when you do not rise to your highest self and give love a chance, know that it doesn't matter that you didn't. What matters is that you do now in this moment. As Rabbi Abraham Isaac Cook reminds us, the pure righteous people, do not complain about wickedness, but add righteousness. They do not complain about disbelief, but add faith. They do not complain against ignorance, but add wisdom. So what about giving? Right now, I am very needy. I walk on a walker and have to turn to my parents to carry things for me. Before Tuesday, I had people helping me in an acute physical therapy rehab center where I was not allowed to bathe without an aid to grade my level of independence. Needless to say, this all conflicts with my independent nature. I'm used to giving, not receiving. Helping, not being helped. As I am forced to receive the gift of help, I think about my giving. I have kind of gone through some phases in my life. There was a time when I gave to others with an expectation of how they should respond when they didn't respond that way, when they didn't respond as I expected. Then I was sad and disappointed. I felt as though my gift was not enough. There was a time when I gave to others and missed the resentments my gifts created, as I gave what they could not do for themselves, and by my giving relieved them of the need to do for themselves. I thought it was the right thing, and my heart stung at the unkind words and deeds that flowed from them to me. I felt unappreciated. Couldn't they see how much I did to help them overcome their struggles, their trials, their tribulations? There was a time when people would want to do for me, and I responded like a queen with everything. Oh, no, that's not necessary. Only to then bless these very same people with my largesse, thus denying them the right to give to me. I felt sensitive, kind, and humble. Yet I was denying others the joy of sharing their love as they could. I was driven by ego, and some considered me a show-off, probably rightfully so. I did not see that I invited people to take from me and denied them the right to show their appreciation. Then one day, and I'm not quite sure when it was, I realized that I feel best when I give anonymously without expectation of recognition, whether by word or deed. I can honestly say to you that I used to buy some clothing for some little girls and boys outside on Easter. And it always gave me such joy for them to be cooing and thanking the people they believed gave those gifts, because I saw the joy of their receipt, and in that joy, I felt whole. I didn't need to be recognized. I wanted to add to their lives. Maybe that's the point of what I'm about to say and what I've been saying, is that my gifts really were not adding to some people's lives. I meant them to be. I had enough to share. It didn't hurt me to share most of the time, but sometimes I gave more than I should or could. But the bottom line was, I stole from those people the right to grow from their own life lessons they had come here to experience. I feel best when I allow others the pride of overcoming life's challenges on their own. I feel best when I give only what the receiver can afford. Fancy gifts in expensive packaging that someone cannot possibly ever reciprocate can cause resentments. And also there's an ego part of it. It's saying, hey, look at all that I have, all that I am, how important I am that I can shop at Saks. Save your shopping at Saks for you, unless the person you are giving the gift to can do the same. I feel best when I give only from the heart. I don't think about anything other than just the sheer pleasure of sharing. And sometimes that can be as small as a dollar. You know, when I'm walking down the street, I see homeless people here in Sacramento. And sometimes people discourage me from giving to those same people. I give because I know it is between me and God what I do with my money, and them and God what they do with theirs. And I feel best when I say thank you and accept an offer of help from another. Right now, I'm really aware of that. Oh, I hate to ask for a cup of coffee, but I can't carry one myself. I hate to say, can you give me those clothes? But I need them to clothe my body. I have come to understand needing. I have come to understand that there are simple gifts that we can give each other, that too many times we overlook for fancy boxes, rich wrappings, and glamorous presents. We are encouraged in just about every faith to love others as we love ourselves. To me, loving ourselves means giving first to me, not just things, but believing I am worthy to receive, and that I don't have to give to be valued by another, and then recognizing the greatest gift I can give another is the dignity to live his or her life completely. To feel the emptiness of being without something I have felt and overcome. To feel the joy of making it on his or her own without my largesse. Something I have felt. To know the joy of gifting from one's own reserve, from one's own money. To feel the excitement of seeing a gift received with joy. To feel the pride that I share with him or her in surviving without me. So what can I give another person? Once again, the greatest gift I can give to another is the right to live his or her life on their own. The greatest gift I can give to another is to respect their life choices, to allow them to overcome life's trials and tribulations. And the greatest gift I can give to myself is to love myself, to not feel responsible because someone else has less than I do, but instead to open those doors which give dignity and give self-actualization, self-realization, or in political terms, self-determination. I keep my eyes on me now and allow you to be all you can be. That's what I've learned about giving. So as you make your choices for the holiday season, whatever holiday you celebrate, don't buy gifts to impress someone with what they have. Strike that. Don't buy gifts to impress someone with what you have. But instead, look for gifts that validate who they are, what they have, what they have accomplished. And most importantly, give them your words that validate who they are, that say thank you for being a part of my life. I'm finding over and over again that those simple words that I give are the best gift on a daily basis. Simple thank yous. Simple yes, I agree with you. What wonderful, wonderful options to be agreed with. To be agreed with. An option many of us do not even know exist. Simply, yes, I agree. May love enfold you during the next several days. May the joy of the season envelop you. And may you know peace. Please, be yourself. Be your highest nature. Be love.